You're listening to Morning Edition here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on this Friday morning. It's the 6th day of May. I'm also pleased to be joined this morning by Maestro Sung Ye. He's been kind enough to join us to talk about his final concert tomorrow as the musical director of the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. Maestro Ye, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
All right, I got to ask you, do you have any special feelings about tomorrow night's concert? Perhaps any extra nerves or butterflies?
Well, a lot, because, you know, this is really a closing concert for my 28 years as a music director with the South Bend Symphony. And look back, you know, well, 20 years goes by fast. But now we about to finish it. So I, first of all, really proud of what we have accomplished together between myself and the orchestra and the board and the community. And then, of course, before I turn to another page of looking forward to tomorrow, what my life will be. So it is a complex feeling.
28 years is an awful long time to be at the head of a symphony. It's not unusual for conductors to move around fairly frequently. I can't help but wonder, did you make a conscious decision when you arrived in South Bend to plant your stake, so to speak, or is it your longevity at the South Bend Symphony Orchestra more an instance of a place growing on you?
Well, honestly speaking, when I first came in 1988, I took this job. I didn't plan to stay very long that time. A typical, you probably take one contract 3 years, too short, maybe second contract 6 years. My mentor, Leonard Slocking, who's the music director now in Detroit, actually suggests to me and some other of his disciples, say, don't stay any job longer than 10 years. So when I came, I thought, maybe let's try 3 years to 6 years. But you know what? And after I came here, I gradually changed this plan. And first of all, I decided that I need some more time. I mean, more than 3 years or 6 years to build up a good orchestra. Not just use orchestra as a jumping board to others, but I would like to see how can I do to build this orchestra to one of the finest regional orchestra. Second of all, I like this community. It's a very friendly and a good community, good people here. And I would like to take advantage of being in such a good community to raise a family, a good family, in which many of my colleagues don't have you know, the luck to raise a family because they're jumping between a job and the traveling and end up, you know, they really didn't have chance to do so. And so that was why I changed my idea. I decided to stay, and but even then, I did not know I would have stayed for 28 years.
Well, you've been credited with expanding the symphony's presence in the community, its repertoire, and its professionalism. Is there any one of those particular accomplishments that you're especially proud of?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I think with orchestra, musicians, and the board's support, I was able to expand our repertoire drastically to the two ends. First of all, the classical end, we play very good from Bach, Mozart, to Tchaikovsky. But on the other end, we really played a lot of living composer, particularly American composer's piece. And that was why 1990s we got the very prestigious ASCAP award for excellence in performing American music. And so that will be reflective in my final concert program. In the entire first half, we're going to do two pieces written by Christopher Rouse. One is written 1980s, the other one's written 2004. So that's something I really feel proud of. And but in order to play all those wide range of repertoire, orchestra have to be good. So really, this orchestra sounds wonderful, and it's very different between now and 28 years ago.
Well, you're retiring as musical director of the South Bend Symphony Orchestra, but I understand you'll still be conducting the symphony's holiday concerts in December, and that you'll be continuing in your position as the musical director of the Singapore Chinese Orchestra.
Yes.
What else does the future hold for you and your wife?
Well, first of all, we'll still keep, you know, some activities in South Bend. Then also tried to plan our travel schedule between U.S. and Singapore. And besides South Bend and Singapore, in future, I also picked up a couple of teaching posts in Beijing, the Shanghai Conservatories, and for teaching conducting and doing other workshops. And besides that, I also pick up good guest conducting opportunities. For example, this August, I'm going to Hong Kong to conduct opera Madame Butterfly. And besides that, I also plan to write a book about conducting, about you know, programming, about developing a regional symphony orchestra. So there are many things in my plate. I just have to plan when to do what.
Well, it sounds like you're certainly working up some frequent flyer miles and planning to stay busy in retirement.
Very much so. And actually, I already achieved the 3 million miles flyers with the United Airlines.
Well, congratulations for that, I guess,
thank
huh?
Thank you.
Well, Maestro Ye, I certainly want to thank you for your time this morning. And thank you as well for all you've done for the community during your 28 years as musical director of the South Bend Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. And for you, I would like to thank all the listeners who have attended my concert. Thanks them for their support.
All right. Well, have a great time tomorrow night. And thanks again for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you.
That was Maestro Sung Ye talking about his 28 years as the musical director of the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. Maestro Ye will be conducting his last concert in that position tomorrow night at the Morris Performing Arts Center in downtown South Bend. You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart, South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.